Orlando, Florida is one of America's top tourist destinations. The local visitors bureau says the city attracts around 50 million visitors a year, 3.5 million from abroad. They come to see Disney World and other internationally known sites. More than half of Orlando's foreign visitors come from Europe, 24% from Canada, and the rest from South America, Asia, and the Middle East. Danielle Courtney from the Orlando Convention and Visitors Bureau says a decline in international travel to the city is troubling.
It's a very important segment to Orlando. It is about 5% of our total tourism, but it makes up 17% of our economic impact. So it's a very high-valued segment. So obviously, getting into the United States and the perceptions of the United States, you know, it is of high importance to us.
Other destinations such as Las Vegas have actually seen a rise in international arrivals. Tourism industry experts say the percentage of foreign visitors to the city increased from 12 to 13% from 2005 to 2006. But nationally, the trend is down, according to a survey by the Discover America Partnership, a tourism industry lobby group.
I don't think it mandates it.
Executive Director Jeff Freeman says a 20% fall in overseas travel to the United States in September 11, 2001 can be attributed to problems encountered by arriving visitors.
Just this week we heard of three-hour-long delays to get through the customs process in Los Angeles. That's simply not acceptable. In addition to that, our survey showed that travelers are more fearful of U.S. government officials than they are the threat of terrorism or crime. It's these types of fears and these types of perceptions that are deterring travelers from visiting the U.S., and it's this that we need to address.
The U.S. Commerce Department says the overall number of international visitors to America did return to pre-9/11 levels in 2006, but the increase came mostly from neighboring Canada and Mexico. Travel from most other places has dropped. This is in spite of the weak U.S. dollar offering a favorable exchange rate to foreign travelers. The agency in charge of screening passengers at U.S. ports of entry, like this one at Houston's International Airport, rejects charges that it is to blame for the decline. The U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency says it processes more than 1 million people entering the U.S. every day, 250,000 at U.S. airports.
What's the risk?
The head of Border Security, Robert Jaxter, says the government is trying hard to strike a balance.
Our goal is that when people arrive at the ports of entry, we want them to feel that this is a welcoming nation, and then we want to make sure that we can get them through the process, but at the same time addressing our national security concerns and making sure that people who are arriving have the proper documentation.
Jaxter points to several programs aimed at improving the experience of international travelers to the U.S. One initiative launched in January 2006 intends to help visitors figure out what documents they need before they arrive and streamline the customs and immigration process. Another focuses on updating arrivals areas, training customs agents, and providing information to travelers. Robert Jaxter says U.S. Customs and Border Protection is working with the tourist industry on ways to make the system better.
We also make sure that we have the best queuing system in place, and we have reached out to various organizations, amusement park groups, to see what is the best way to handle the queue lines and what's the most efficient way, and we talk to them and we put various methods in place so that we think can help facilitate people through the process.
But in Orlando, the drop in foreign visitors, particularly from Europe and Asia, remains a concern. Tourism officials hope more marketing might help. For example, the Orlando Convention and Visitors Bureau is doubling advertising spending in the UK to entice people away from other destinations such as Eastern Europe or the Middle East. And the Discover America partnership is pushing the U.S. Congress to pass legislation introducing exit fees and imposing tariffs on people traveling to the U.S. without a visa. The group says the plan would provide $20 million in much-needed cash to increase marketing of the United States to overseas tourists. Steve Mort for VOA News, Orlando, Florida.